Ready?
Yep.
Bear Country 95.3 Tuesday morning. Mick is here from Montague Webworks. And last Tuesday, we kind of started up this little series here on Bear Country. Didn't we, Mick?
That's right, we did.
And it kind of reflects your book. I had no idea you were an author.
Well, I wouldn't quite call myself an author, but we have this little spiral-bound book that starts off as being a listing, a directory of all of our customers, over 300 of them, and mostly articles about things that you can do with your website for marketing and stuff like that.
No big surprise. You like websites.
I do.
And we talked about some of the main reasons why, say, a business should have a website last Tuesday.
That's right.
Where are we going this Tuesday?
This Tuesday, we're going to start with some of the technical. I'm going to try not to be too boring, but this is really kind of very critical. It's the top end of the list if you're doing something called search engine optimization for your website,
mm-hmm.
or SEO, search engine optimization. When you do a search on Google, for instance, they go through all their indexes. They've indexed every website out there. And the hooks that they use to know what is on certain pages or any pages are what are in the title tags of every page on your website and the actual text that's on each page of your website. And they index it. They look, you know, for certain keywords that people use a lot, like lawn maintenance or, you know, if you're a landscaper, you know, just think about the terms that you use when you do a search for something out there. Google knows all, and they've broken down all these terms into 2- and 3-word search terms. And then they have those indexed as blocks of information, and then when you do a search, they know which sites have those combinations, and that's what they give you in the search engine result page, SERP. So to get yourself in there, to make sure that you're properly indexed, it's key, absolutely key, that every page on your website is properly titled. And you know what the title is of a page when you go to a particular website and you look up in the top of the browser and that blue bar or whatever color it is at the top.
Yeah.
It'll have the title of the page, not the URL, not the address, but the title of the page, what the page is actually titled.
Well, we have to start looking there.
Hidden in the HTML code, yeah. And that's what they use. If when you do a search and you see your search engine results, the thing, the main large link, you see it's got text in there, that is the title of that page that they're linking to. So whatever you put in there is used right there, concrete, bam. And they index your site every night. So if you change the title of a page.
Every day?
Every day they come to your website around long about midnight.
While you're sleeping?
While you're sleeping. I love it because, you know, they do it when sites are typically have downtime. Because they hit them hard. You
all
know,
right, so there's a good reason.
Like
yeah.
5 a second. So anyway, there's a lot of websites out there. So they look to that, to the page title. So you should click around your site and make sure. I mean, I've had customers, we start up on their website and they're like, we can't be found. And I look at the title of their home page, and it just says index. It doesn't even have the name of their business in it. You know,
right.
So
all right, that's an issue.
It's an issue. It's a serious. I mean, you know, if you're going to spend the money to do a website, it's got to be done right. And this is the absolute simplest, easiest thing. Is just make sure that all your pages have a proper title for what the content on that page is, and that your home page has the name of your business in the title of your homepage, and potentially also where you are, because that's what people are doing nowadays. They're looking for local search engine results. So, you know, the title of your business and the town that you're in. So whatever, Greenfield, MA, at a minimum should be the title of your homepage. And then you look at all the content on your homepage and make sure that it talks about what you do and where you do it. And that is critical, because think about your own behavior. If you're doing a search for something out on the internet, when you click on a link and you get to that page, you want to see what you were looking for.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, the more text that's on there that's keyword rich helps out your cause immensely. So that is a tip and trick for search engine results for Google, to help Google help people find your
what
webpage.
Is your title? It should not be index.
It should not be index. Or, you know, I've seen titles that it just says title. Really, that's the title of the page. It's just title, and it doesn't mean anything. And it's actually blocking people from finding that page.
Now, remember, if you're looking for help with your website, Mick can certainly help you out, and he's on our 30% off store. The link is over at bear953.com. People buy gift certificates. There are $100 gift certificates, Mick, for $70, and you can use them for a wide range of services at Montague WebWorks.
That's right. We'll either help you with your current website, or better yet, move it over to one of our platforms, and you can manage all the content on your own, and a lot of stuff is built in, so you don't have to worry about this kind of stuff, page titles, etc. It's all just built in and done for you, and you can get on with your business and not fret and worry too much about your website.
You sound like an author.
Like an author?
Yeah.
My cardigan is a little, little warm on me right now.
All right, we'll talk with Mick coming up next Tuesday, okay, buddy?
All right.
And it's Bear Country 95.3.